Good morning. It's good to connect with you today on this Ash Wednesday, which is the beginning of the season of Lent. The season of Lent is a time in which we can examine, we can look into our lives, our spiritual lives, and consider where we can grow and also where we can experience God's grace all the more in our lives. For many, Lent is a season of repentance, where we can look at all the things that separate us from our God, separate us from each other, and move past those things and connect with the hope and the life and the love that God intends for us. Today, we'll follow our regular pattern of midweek devotion, where we'll open in prayer, and then read scripture, reflect on that, and then close in prayer. So I invite you this moment then to pray with me as I read our opening prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our scripture reading today is from the book of Joel in the Old Testament. Joel is one of the prophets, often lumped in a category called the minor prophets, not because he was less important or under age or anything like that, but rather it's a shorter book in the Bible. And so our reading today of the book of Joel is in chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and then verses 12 through 17. So I invite you to hear these words from the Old Testament. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. Their like has been never from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, and a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people. Sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room, and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Joel is one of these prophets we don't come to very often. And part of that, I believe, is the message that Joel shares is challenging. Like many of the prophets in the Old Testament, his message was not a cheery one. It was one in which he was calling, he was urging, almost commanding the people to turn from their wicked ways and to return to God. To return in their worship, to return by taking their broken hearts and their sinful nature and repenting of that and turning back to God. It's not a book that we want to come to when we're looking for an inspirational quote, when we're looking for one of those warm fuzzies to give us a boost for our day. But the message that Joel has for us, though, the one of returning back to God. Even though it may be a hard message to hear, may not be a message that we want to hear every day, it is a meaningful message, as it reminds us of the grace that God shares with us. As we come into this season of Lent, one of the things that we typically examine is our sinfulness, our brokenness, and so many other things that can separate us from God and even separate us from each other. Instead of letting the love and the hope and the grace that God shares with us, we get caught up on those sins. We get caught up on the brokenness and so many other things. We find that we put all kinds of energy into those things instead of turning to our God, who calls us to a full, abundant life in Him and in Christ. I believe in this season we can be reminded, though, that in the midst of all that brokenness and the sin that we are repenting of, the sin that we are moving away from, there's a fullness of grace there. In the latter part of verse 13 of our reading today, and I believe these words are especially meaningful, "Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing." Many times we'll think about repenting as something a very angry person would yell and scream at you in a hell and brimstone, a fire kind of way. But really, repenting can be free. I believe repenting can be filled with grace. Because if we think of those things that we are called to repent of, our sin, our brokenness, all the ways in which we have fallen short in our relationship with God, by acknowledging those things, I believe a door is open for grace to come in, for us to be renewed. And all those things that separate us from the fullness of life in God can be set aside. And instead of being drained by those things, by our brokenness and sin, we can instead be focused on the fullness of life and grace in Christ and in God, and it's shaped by the Holy Spirit. So, brothers and sisters, I invite us in this season, in this time, to turn from those things that separate us from God, separate us from each other, and turn to the things that ground us in God, that give us the true life, the everlasting life. So let us embrace the hope that we have in God and be reminded of the abundant care and the abundant grace that is shared with us from our God, not only in this time, but in all of our lives and all of our days. Amen. Well, at this time, I invite us to be in a moment of prayer. And we'll follow our pattern of prayer that we typically follow here on Wednesdays, where we'll be in a moment of silent prayer, and then we'll follow a structure of prayer, and then close in the Lord's Prayer. So let us pray. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And may we pray the prayer our Savior taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, go forth into your day, and into this season of Lent, knowing that we can turn away from our brokenness, we can turn away from our sin, and experience grace, experience a new beginning, and the life that God calls us to live in through Christ. So go in this hope, and go in peace. Amen.